Hello, this is customer service giving you a call back.
Oh, yes. I have called many times here concerning a charge, a credit that had been made and a credit that had been put back onto my credit card. And my credit card is claiming that the charge had not been received, the refund. And they received the refund, the first $59.89 for April, and then the second refund was for the charge that had been put on in May. And I have talked to three of your people. I called, let's see, I'm trying to look at the dates I called here.
I see twice.
Pardon?
I said I see twice.
Twice?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, you have my account and everything that we're talking about?
No, I don't have the account pulled up. I can just see from the number.
From the number? Oh, my phone number.
Yeah, but I can pull up your account. Can I get started by getting your zip code?
74361.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I just called.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Vanilla Davis is who you're speaking with.
Okay.
And I just called my credit card again, and they said they still have not received but just the one credit, which was for April. They haven't received the second credit. And I told them I just talked to, Saturday, I spoke to a girl named, I wrote her name down here, Joyce. On 6-3, I spoke to a girl named T-I-T-E-A-K-A. I don't know how you pronounce that. And on 5-24, I spoke to a girl named Luana. And everybody has told me that both credits had been turned in. And I think she said, I can't remember, May 23rd, May 26th, they said that the credit for May had been turned in. And my credit card is still telling me that they have not received it. And in order for them to credit my account for it, they told me I needed to call you back and have you fax to the accounting transmittal information.
The initial, the IP address?
I don't know. The fax number is 406.
Okay, I'm not able to fax because we're a call center. But I do see where both of them, I do see where both of the refunds have gone through the same day. Have you disputed this charge by any chance?
No, because the charges had been refunded, but only one of the charges, May, has not been refunded to my account.
Right, so yeah.
They said they only got the one for April. So they told me that I need to call you back and have your department fax to the accounting transmittal information when that had been credited, had been refunded.
Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, I do see where we've refunded them back to your account the same day. As for why they're not coming through, I have no idea. And as for a fax, yeah, I'm not able to fax that for you.
Don't you have somebody there that does the billing that can fax that it had been refunded? Otherwise, I don't get refunded.
It just goes through the system. You will get refunded because it's been refunded to you and you haven't disputed the charge. Give me 1 second and I'll find this information out for you.
Yeah, because I've been going through this for a month with my credit card now. And I just got off the phone with them just now again because I told them that on May 26th, May's had been credited. And they said, no, they have not received but the one, $59.89. And they said the only way I will get credit for the second one is if you guys fax to them to their accounting transmittal information when that refund had been made.
Okay, ma'am. After speaking to my supervisor, yeah, we're not able to fax, but because we refunded both of those on our end the same day for the same charge, the other one will be in your account.
Okay. They only got one refund. So, what is the date that you refunded both of them? Because I'm going to call my card back again, and if necessary, I will put in a dispute on it. They never got but the one.
So, we refunded it May 23rd, 2022 at 10:51 p.m.
Okay, just a minute. I'm trying to write. May 23rd, 22, at what time?
10:51 p.m.
10:51 p.m.
Yes, ma'am. The same time as
And that was an amount of $119.78 then? Or did you do it separately, $59.89?
It's separate, yeah, $59.89.
Yep. Okay, and that was on May 23rd at 10:51 p.m.
Yes, ma'am, the same time as the other one.
Okay, I will call them back.
Okay.
Pardon?
Yes, ma'am, it was the same time as the other one.
Okay, I will call them back again, go round and round with them. And I said about the only thing I might have to do is just put in a dispute on it then because...
Well, if you... Go ahead.
And then let you and them... handle it.
Well, if you disputed the charge, what would happen is you wouldn't get the credit at all if you did dispute it, because the bank would issue a temporary credit, and then they'll begin their investigation and they'll see that it's a valid charge, and so then the bank won't refund you any of that money, so then you'll be out of the $59.89 instead of receiving the $59.89.
Oh, great. Okay, and what was your name so I can tell them who I spoke with today?
My name is Sianna.
How's that spelled?
C-I-A-N-N-A.
Pardon?
C-I-A.
D as in dog?
C as in Charlie.
Oh, C, okay.
I-A.
I-A.
N-N-A.
N-N-A.
Yes, ma'am.
That's how was that pronounced?
Sianna.
Sianna? That's pretty.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Sianna. I appreciate you taking time with me.
No problem, and I hope you get that refund issued out to you, but yeah.
Oh, me too, because I've been fighting for a month on this.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.